Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're being brought to you, we're bringing to you our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley.
Yes, good morning.
Paul, my script moved too far for me. My teleprompter was moving too fast. I couldn't keep up with it. I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
How's it going today over there?
Pretty good. How about you guys over there?
Doing well. A little wet here this morning.
Yeah, got a little bit more rain than I thought we'd get today. How's that looking for the weekend, Paul?
Yeah, you know, still looking at most of the weekend in a dry pattern here, but looks like by Sunday night and then Monday, more rain headed back our way. But yeah, in the meantime, some of those showers that hit us earlier today still charging a little bit further eastward in Appleton, Shawano area, with some of the showers, thunder showers headed towards Green Bay in general. But so a little kind of a respite in activity until we get late afternoon into this evening, maybe a couple redeveloping storms back into play here. Otherwise, some lingering clouds yet, some partial sun, and then those late day storm chances redeveloping. About 82 for the high today, 59 a few scattered to isolated storms early tonight, and then 81 mix of clouds and sun Saturday, 55 Saturday night. Sunday partly sunny, 78, maybe a late day shower storm. Showers and some storms move in Sunday night, 58 showers into Monday, 73 and cloudy, and then up to about 80 Tuesday and Wednesday. Be a few more showers or storms Wednesday night to Thursday. I still holding it about upper 70s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Paul, there's a pretty exciting meteor shower that's going to be happening Saturday night. Do you know if we'll be able to see it in our area?
You know, so far it looks like we could be okay. There's kind of patchy clouds that could be around the area, but you know, I think I'm not going to put totally shade your hopes of seeing that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Paul. Always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend. We'll get people ready for the week on Monday. Okay.
All right. You bet. You guys too.
Take care.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business, our guy right there, Paul Trombley for the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate that. That meteor shower you and I are going to talk about a little bit later, Melissa. We'll get into that in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to it. Maybe we'll wrap up the hour with it. We'll see. We got other good fun stuff we're going to get into as well. What is the percentage of people that exaggerate about their height? I want to get into that. We're going to get into a piece of clothing and a terminology that it has had for a very long time that I have never enjoyed. We're going to get into that in a little bit, too. 9 o'clock hour. I almost skated past the biggest parts of the 8 o'clock hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club is coming up.
Good.
And after Melissa's news this hour, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Woohoo! Awesome. I don't usually get to participate in this.
I was just going
to
say that. I was like, and I was trying to find one. So a little behind the scenes here. I was doing a little homework on Melissa and going over the things I've learned about her in the couple of years I've known her. And was talking to your former roommate about this. And I don't get Melissa on Star of the Day very often. I'm going to, even if it's a TV show we've used before, I want to use one of her favorite shows. But Melissa, much like myself, only likes shows that don't seem like only a handful of us like. You're very much like me, Melissa, as we were talking about it. Yeah, because Firefly was one of the ones we came up with.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even tell you what the soundtrack from that sounds like.
Right? Yeah. I know the show, and I don't know if I know the theme song off the top of my head or anything. So we got one that we haven't used before a little bit later today. We'll have some fun with it. And really great to have you on a Friday with us, Melissa.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
9 o'clock hour is also going to have, we're going to get into the best songs to sing along to in the car.
Yes.
I don't know. There's never a bad time to. I don't care if it's the dead of winter, but there's something about summer that makes you want to sing even more in the car, if you like. We'll get into that a little bit later. Right now, we're talking avocados.
Yeah, I love avocados.
I wasn't sure. I thought you might have. I could have sworn you said something about that. No avocado TV show theme songs. Couldn't find any. Now when you hear about a new strain, you think about masking, but it's not that kind of strain, everybody. It's okay. It's okay. In this case, we're thinking about making guacamole.
Yes.
There is a new variety of avocados on the way called Luna. and there are several major improvements over the prevalent Haas avocados.
Well, that's good news.
For starters, the skin of the Luna avocados changes colors when it's ripe, from emerald green to dark black, so you don't have to guess when it's ready.
Okay, that's good.
The Luna also has a smoother texture, which is ideal for guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
That said, even though Haas avocados can be infuriating when it comes to ripeness, a lot of people love the taste. So if for a new variety to take over, experts say the taste will have to be equal or better.
Yeah.
And don't get too excited yet. La Luna has been the result of decades of breeding, but it'll probably be a few more years before it shows up in stores and on your plate.
Okay.
With avocados, it takes 3 to 5 years from planting a seed to produce the first fruit.
Mm-hmm.
The real question is, does it have a bigger window of ripeness? They say the Luna has a, quote, a good post-harvest shelf life. But they believe it when you'll see it. You know, that's what you got to see it to believe it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting fact, 80% of avocados eaten worldwide are Haas avocados, and they make up a whopping 95% of avocados eaten in the U.S.
Wow.
The Haas emerged in the 1980s. Before that, the preferred variety was the Funtree or Strong. The Haas won out because of its taste, and it was easier to peel. The Fruta trees only produce fruit every 2 years.
Wow.
Interesting.
Well, and, you know, we've talked a bit here and there about avocados and the concern of them possibly, you know, like going extinct.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of climate change and how much water they require. And, you know, there's a lot of questions. So having another variety, maybe that's going to help. I don't know.
I don't pretend avocados aren't my thing. I don't know that much about them, but I don't know. I don't have one person that doesn't love them in my life, including my parents or my brother, sister. Everybody I know loves avocados. So it seems like, you know, while you got to wait a little bit for this, it does seem like it might be worth trying.
Mm-hmm. And avocados are so good for you.
I've been told that many times. I had a avocado smoothie when I first landed in Santa Barbara, and it was to this day, it's still one of the best smoothies I've ever had. It was amazing.
Well, because when you add avocado to a smoothie, it makes it so much more smooth.
It was really good. It was really good. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one. We'll see how that develops. But wrap up the segment with a good story of the day. That's what I like to do on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Get you as many good stories as we can. And this one comes to us from UPI.com. Go ahead and send a shout out to them. Ben Hooper, who does some great reporting. We've featured before on this network. A dog who went missing from her owner's Arkansas home was reunited with the family 3 years later, thanks to a microchip.
Oh, wow.
3 years. Rex and Brittany Smith said their two pit bulls, Jack and Jill, that's good, disappeared from their Little Rock backyard back in July of 2020. The family searched the area, put up flyers, posted on social media, but there were no leads. The Smiths eventually moved 300 miles away to McKinley, Texas, and never expected to see their pets again. The couple said that they were shocked in July when they received a call from Little Rock Animal Village with some unexpected news. Jill had been found.
Oh, wow.
The shelter said Jill was picked up as a stray and scanned for a microchip which gave them Rex Smith's phone number. Quote, "It's like she never left us. We picked up right where we left off 3 years ago. She came right into our arms."
Aww.
The family said that they are renewing their search for Jack in the hopes that they might be able to, you know, he might be in the same neighborhood where Jill was picked up.
Yeah.
Quote, "We wish she could talk," Rex Smith said. "We have so many questions, and we just want to ask her, take us from the beginning, what happened?"
And where's Jack?
There isn't a whole lot of science behind why this happens. Why not only do dogs go missing, but not this story, but so many stories we've done, Melissa, where the dog finds its way back to its owners.
Yeah.
And we understand now that sense of smell and a lot of this is a big part of how they can find us again. But how they get lost in general when they have such a good sense of home and a good way to get home, we haven't really figured that part out yet.
Yeah. It's a mystery. Maybe they just like adventures.
Yeah. Or maybe they needed a break. You know,
yeah, I mean, vacation.
Think about this. If you looked at human beings and you didn't know much about us or anything, and you come to this planet and you see that we have these comfy things called homes that we live in with electricity and indoor plumbing and all this. But every once in a while, these same human beings choose to go out into the woods and hang out there for a couple of nights with mm-hmm. none of these things.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's what dogs are doing. I don't know. Maybe this is camping for them. I have no idea.
Well, and how many of us would like to leave our regular life for an extended period of time? I'm talking like a month or 3 months, and just experience travel and live somewhere else. I think that's what dogs are doing. They're taking a gap year.
Yes, yes. I could not have my hand raised higher for what you were just saying. I could. That's a cool story. That's a good story, though. Very happy for that family. I hope they find Jack.
Yeah. I hope they do, too. It's funny. My brother has dogs named Jack and Jill.
It's a good set of names. Good set of names. Yeah, you don't want to let them on a hill, though. Things can get dicey then.
Right, in the fall.
It's
bad time.
Take a break. We'll come back and more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner on locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOR buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Zoe. Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Thank you so much, Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Yes, indeed.
Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach all of our staff that way just to separate our names up and email us anytime. You can also direct message us on Facebook. However you got to get these birthdays and anniversaries, get them to us.
Yes, indeed.
And feel free to call up 424-2600. We usually do this until about 8:30 or so. For now, let's go ahead and get to the names for today. We only have one qualifier for today, so we get to put the spotlight right on that one person. For Saturday, I've got three possible qualifiers. And for Sunday, I've got one, two, three, four. Four possible qualifiers. So, Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
1.
All right. That gives us our qualifier right there. So we can go ahead and add that one. And a 1 through 4.
4.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So get right into the celebrating here. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday today to John Anderson.
Happy birthday, John.
Enjoy the day, John. Hope it's a good one for you.
Congratulations on being our qualifier.
Mm-hmm. We move on to Saturday, where we want to wish a very happy birthday to Violet V. Dion.
Happy birthday, Violet.
Oh, what a beautiful name. Violet V. Dion. That's V is her nickname, and that's a beautiful name. That's a good one. We need to bring Violet back. That's a good name.
I like it, too. It's very classic.
Happy 56th anniversary to Ron and Jenny Stowell.
Oh, happy anniversary, Ron and Jenny.
Happy 56, you two. Hope it's a great one for you. Enjoy that anniversary. That hit my heart. That's a good one. That's beautiful. We want to wish a happy birthday to our qualifier celebrating her 90th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Rita Weiler.
Oh, happy birthday, Rita.
Rita, enjoy your day. Hope it's great for you. Rita, you celebrate all weekend long. Mm-hmm. You enjoy Saturday and Sunday just as much as today. Oh, you have earned
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Wow, 90.
That's beautiful. We wish you a great one. And thank you so much for sharing that birthday with us, everybody. That's great. Have a great day, Rita. And we want to wish on Sunday a very happy birthday to a good friend of ours, Matt Lippert.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Matt joins us as our ag agent for UW Extension. I have learned so much over the years talking to Matt about farming, about what farmers go through. And Matt is a great resource for us. We greatly appreciate the work he does for our communities, for our farmers, and here at our station.
Yes.
Happy birthday to James Fuller.
Happy birthday, James.
Got a good name on you there, sir. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your day, James. Hope it's a great one for you. We want to wish a happy birthday as well to Jennifer Hetzel Milkey.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Jen's awesome. Have a great birthday, Jennifer. Enjoy your day. I want to send a quick shout out to my little cousin, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Lisa's birthday is Sunday. Lisa's like a sister to me. I feel weird calling her a cousin because she's like a sister to me. So, I love you, Lisa. I'll talk to you this weekend. Enjoy your day, hon. And our qualifier for Sunday, celebrating their 57th anniversary.
Ooh.
Had a 56 earlier, got a 57 here for Warren and Peggy Mertens.
Warren and Peggy. Wow, happy anniversary, you two.
That's beautiful. Congratulations, you guys. You are our qualifiers for Sunday. Big congratulations to everybody celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this weekend. That's awesome.
Yes, and I have one shout-out I have to do for my very best friend, Deanne. We've been friends since high school. It's her birthday today.
Ooh.
So I didn't get that in time before you moved on to the weekend. But she can't qualify because, you know, she's my bestie.
Yeah, yeah. But that, hey, we wish her a great one. And I mean, enjoy your day. How long do you guys, you said you've been friends with?
Oh, since high school. That's so forever.
Cool. That's cool. I love that.
Yeah,
stuff.
She
That's
was awesome. The first person who befriended me at Tomah High School when I first entered public school as a sophomore in high school. So...
As a foolish romantic, I certainly love the high school sweetheart story, but I think the one I love most is that one right there, Melissa. I love the best friends that are still friends from grade school or junior high or high school or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's cool.
Well, because it takes an effort to keep in touch and to, yes. you know, maintain that friendship. It's I don't want to say it's work, but you have to put the effort in.
Yeah, you really do. It has to be both parties doing
yes.
that, being willing to yeah. do that, too. Let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays.
All right.
First up, Thor is 40 today.
Really?
Chris Hemsworth is 40.
Hmm.
Great actor. Very good actor. Way, way, way better than average. Way better than what we're used to with action stars and that. Chris Hemsworth's got some chops to him as an actor.
Australian actor.
Yes.
Gorgeous man.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Most people have seen him in the Thor movies. I think he's killed it in those. He's been great. There is two movies on Netflix called Extraction. There's a first and a second one. If you like action and you like seeing some sneaky good acting scenes in thrown into your action, those are two really, really good ones. There's a couple of scenes in those where they filmed them without taking any cuts, any breaks, just simultaneous. And it's so hard to do in action because all these explosions, you get one take. and Chris is so good at that one take. Like a lot of a lot of his career, what we're seeing is the first take. He's one of those kind of actors, which you know, directors really love because you can keep moving. Studios love because it saves you money.
Right.
He's one of those actors. It seems like everybody has good things to say about.
Does he have a theater background?
A little bit, but mostly growing up, he was always a performer with his brothers and stuff. He just one of these people that his parents kind of always felt he was going to turn into something like this. I don't think anybody could have seen him as Thor, you know, and that stuff. But
he's got quite the IMDb page. I mean, he has done a lot of work.
He's one of these guys who has not stopped working since his break, and I have such a respect for that. When you get your break later, you got to keep working, you know.
He was in the original Men in Black.
He was in kind of the reboot of it. Yeah, yeah. With another fellow Marvel alum, Tessa Thompson, I believe. And Friedle is 47. Eric Matthews on Boy Meets World. Also, he was Ron Stoppable on Kim Possible. And he was Lex Luthor on DC Superhero Girls. But he also did the voice of Batman in Batman Beyond. So he got to be Batman and Lex Luthor. And that's good.
Hey.
That's pretty cool.
Not many people get that opportunity.
No. Ooh, the great, the wonderful, the amazing Viola Davis is 58 today.
Viola. We were talking about Violet early. Viola is also a really pretty
name. Yeah, I got to bring that one back, too. Viola is one of the greatest actresses I've ever seen. Amanda Waller in the Suicide Squad movies. She's a lead actress in How to Get Away with Murder. Bunch of other stuff, too.
The Woman King.
Yes.
22.
Yeah, that one's probably one of the ones that, if not her greatest performance, one of them. It's hard to say because I've never seen that woman do a bad scene. I've seen her in bad movies, and she's still the best part of them. She's incredible.
And she's in The Help, which is such a great... They did such a great job adapting that to film from the book.
Yeah, yeah.
I was impressed with that.
So I couldn't picture anybody else playing that role but her.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Jackson is stepping out at 69. That would be the singer who did Stepping Out. A big hit that he had in the 80s. Terry Hogan, Hulk Hogan, is 70 today.
Wow.
A lot of things we could say about Hulk Hogan off the, outside of the ring and everything. But it's his birthday, so just to be nice for a moment, I will say that wrestling probably doesn't get where it gets without Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm.
Andre the Giant had the fan following that the territory wrestling brought. And as they were transitioning to TV, and really Vince was basically monopolizing wrestling and pulling every good wrestler from every unit around the country, that wasn't seen very well. And Hogan was kind of seen as a bit of his golden boy as he started to develop the character. Andre the Giant really helped win him over with the friendship that they created and everything in the ring. And it doesn't happen without those two. Where wrestling is today, it really big part starts with those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Carmen is 74, all by myself, make me lose control, hungry eyes.
Ah,
he had
yes.
a run there. Eric Carmen had a moment there in the 80s. let's see here. And John Connolly is 77, country singer. We talked about it a little bit over on our Sunrise show. Lady mm-hmm. Lay Me Down, Backside of 30, Common Man, a lot of big hits from John Connolly.
Friday Night Blues.
Yeah, here's another one, yeah. And let's take a quick look at Saturday birthdays. Let's go ahead and see what's up for Saturday. How many celebrities? What do we got here? Oh, my guy, Lakeith Stanfield is 32. Darius on Atlanta. He was Snoop and Straight Outta Compton. Great actor. Judas and the Black Messiah is one of the better movies I've seen in the last 10 years, and he just is incredible in it. Michael Ian Black is 52, from The State and Wet Hot American Summer, plenty of others. Pete Sampras is 52, tennis stud. At one time, I thought Pete Sampras was the greatest tennis player I ever saw. Yeah, great career. And also would have been celebrating birthdays on Saturday, country legends Porter Wagoner, born in 1927, and the great Buck Owens, born in 1929.
Wow.
And Sunday, let's going on Sunday. Let's take a look at that.
Thin list?
Yeah. Let's see. People who are no longer with us that would have celebrated the birthday on Sunday. The wonderful, the king of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock, born in 1899, ooh, passed away in 1980. Quite a long life for Mr. Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Directing doesn't get where it gets without Alfred Hitchcock.
New.
There has been nothing but great directors in Hollywood history, but you have none of the suspense, none of the horror, none of the action stuff that you see nowadays with some of the camera angles and the different takes that Hitchcock had to the camera. There mm-hmm. is, I've talked about it before, I think it's North by Northwest. There's a scene where a woman's on a phone and you can't hear her that well, and the camera is set up where you're only looking into the bedroom and the door's shut partially. And I've done this to people before where I've watched this movie with people, because I did this as a kid, and you can't help yourself. You find yourself turning your head, trying to look around the door, even though you know it's a movie and it's on a screen.
Right.
That is the greatness of Alfred Hitchcock, among billions of other things I could say about him. There, again, just like mm-hmm. anybody else, there's some stuff, too, that we could say about him. But his impact on the genre, on the game, is never going to be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Lahr would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. He was the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah, he did a good job in that.
Yeah, classic performance. Dan mm-hmm. Fogelberg, born on Sunday in 1951, leader of the band, same old Lang Syne, but Longer from Dan Fogelberg from 1980 is a top five love song of all time for me.
Really?
I can't hear that song and not get mushy. If I just got shot in the foot and Longer from Dan Fogelberg plays, I'm going to be singing along with it and thinking about like some, you know, what have you. Just whatever romance is in my head at that moment or whatever. It's one of those songs. It's always hit me. I don't know why, but it always has. Let's see here. Not mentioning him. Don Ho, born on Sunday in 1930. Tiny Bubbles singer and plenty of others.
Tiny Bubbles.
All I've ever heard is people like hint at that song. I don't know if I've ever really heard that song. I don't know.
Oh, and he's Hawaiian.
Yes.
As well.
Yes. And gives us an opportunity to send a thoughts and feelings and heart to our people in Hawaii. And certainly paying attention to whatever we can do to help.
Yes, absolutely.
Keep an eye on that, everybody. And we'll be certainly covering that story here at Civic Media and at WFHR. Speaking of covering things, Melissa's going to do that with her news. Stick around, because after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Oh, yeah.
And we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open 6 to 2 today, Saturday, Sunday. Get on over there, enjoy. Get some free Misty's. Get some Misty's in your life, people. That's what you got to do. Get on over there and let them know you heard about the show and the segment here on WFHR. Wish them a great day from all of us here at Locally Grown Radio. Yeah. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Melissa and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you get the answer right. Boom, just like that. You win yourself a value pack of four, a family pack from our friends at Culver's. What that is two adult meals, two kids meals. That's a meal you ain't got to cover. You don't have to think about for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's free Culver's. What more do you need? It's awesome. It's great. We send a big shout out to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Thank you so much to them. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Melissa. I haven't done this one before. This is in the years and years and years. I think we've been doing this almost 7 years now, maybe five, 6 years. We've never done this one, and I can't believe we haven't. So 424-2600. Get ready to call up, everybody. Tell us what TV show this is from. All right, let's see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Oh, that's the Partridge Family.
Yeah, it is. Hey, nicely done. Nice. Well done. It's not official yet. Wait. All right, there we go. Now it's official. Thank you, sir. Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Timothy.
Timothy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate it. You knew that one pretty quickly, huh?
Yeah, I had such a crush on Lori Partridge back in the day.
I don't blame you, sir. I do not blame you. I did not. Growing up, I didn't see the Partridge Family, really. So I think that's why this. Okay. I was going to ask Melissa because, this one slipped me. And I don't know why we haven't done this one sooner. That's a pretty popular one, as noted by Tim here, getting it right away. Appreciate that, Timothy. Thank you.
Yeah, probably a little before your time, late 70s.
So. Yeah. thanks so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate that. Timothy, you've won before, right?
Yeah.
All right, we've got your information. You go ahead and stop by and pick this up from Pam. Say hi to her when you do, and thank you so much for listening, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That was fun.
Congratulations, Tim.
Yeah,
nice.
That was fun. Yeah, this... I'm trying to think, Melissa, with this TV show and the idea of it. I don't know how much you know about the Partridge Family. I don't know a ton about it. But from what I know, it was a mom who took her kids on the road and they played music. They were like a traveling band.
Yeah, that's about all I know, too. They traveled around in a school bus. We watched the Brady Bunch when I was a kid.
Okay. I don't feel like you could get away with that TV show anymore. I feel like that it lasts one episode and Child Services comes and it ends the episode. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it was people love that show. It's still got a big following to this day. I thought it was kind of interesting. I was just looking for the heck of it because I don't want to stump people with these. I want to have fun with them. And I was looking, making sure what year came out and everything. And as I was doing that, I came across a couple Reddit threads and some things of people that just still really love the show.
Well, and it only ran for four seasons, but I would, the premise sounds fun. I would go back and watch it.
It sounds like such a 70s premise. It's such a great idea. If you're making a TV show in the 70s, you think of this idea. You're like, yes. Green light this. We don't even need to make a pilot. Let's just go ahead and do it. And a great cast. Really good cast on that show. We will take a break. We are going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about tank tops,
okay.
And the terms and the names that they have had over the years, and what we're changing that to.
Oh, okay.
What's coming up, and a few right here.
Fashion and Style with James.
And Melissa on mornings here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Melissa and James here with you hanging out. We hope you're having a great Friday. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, just go ahead and have a great Friday.
Just do it. Just do it. Just go right ahead. Decide that it's going to be a great one and make it one. Enjoy. Let's have some fun here, Melissa, with an interesting topic. I don't think this has to be heavy or serious. I think we can talk about this and enjoy.
Okay.
I am going to be one of the first people to tell you that, one, I am not a fashionista.
Nice of you to own that, James.
I probably could not be farther on the spectrum of fat, knowing what to wear and all that stuff than where I am on this spectrum. I think that Melissa has amazing style. I like the way that you carry yourself, dress, and everything. To me, you understand style a little bit. I think you understand what works for you, which to me is understanding style. I do want to also stress that I am not one of the, while I am ethnic and I have a number of reasons to be, I'm not an ultra PC person. I believe that there is a representation and a balancing that needs to happen. And that is where we kind of overdid it with PCism for a little while there. And I feel like we are now beginning to balance that out, where representation and these things are becoming more into the limelight. There is a lot of work that needs to be done. And we're
always.
But I do think that we don't do ourselves any good if we don't accept the progress that has been made and the trailblazers that have made that progress for us. Including some of us that have been around for some of this. And then there are situations like this, Melissa, which bring out the PC, and I think a lot of us. Gen Z has decided that white tank tops for men should no longer be called, I don't even like saying this out loud, wife beaters.
Yeah. So that was a term, especially in the 90s, I think it was very, very common.
Not in my house. So if you've ever seen me outside of work, you've probably seen me in one of these. Very rarely will you ever see me in a white one. And there's a reason for that. Growing up in our house, my dad used to call these a Dago tee, like an Italian t-shirt.
Okay.
Which is a joke on basically Italians. You know, this is a big part of our wardrobe, wearing these things, these tank tops. You're never going to see a mob movie and not see at least like four or five different scenes with Italians in tank tops, you know, and Dago tees. That's what we always called them. So I'd never heard this term growing up until I moved out here. And I'm in football, and some of my friends are teasing me for wearing a quote, and they're chanting this at me and pointing at my shirt and calling it a white beater and all this. And as somebody who was raised, there is no situation under the sun where you ever hit a woman. My dad used to tell me, I grew up, my father telling me this since I was 5 years old, Jimmy, I don't care if a woman's coming at you with a blowtorch and a pitchfork, you run the other way. Run the other way, Jimmy.
Like, and that's, just run away.
And this is my boxing father telling me to run from somebody and everything. It wasn't something, it wasn't the terminology, it wasn't something that was kosher in our house or anything like that. So I come up here, and it's the I think it's the most disgusting term I've ever heard, for especially for clothing.
Yeah.
That we would joke about this, that it would get so popular that it would get to a point where it is in our lexicon, it is in society's lexicon, tells you why we have an issue with domestic violence right there, if not a billion other things that it tells you.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that Gen Z is doing that I think is kind of interesting and kind of cool, the shirts are back in fashion now, so there's an idea of changing the terminology, and it's already being used on a lot on TikTok, and Urban Dictionary added it last year. So the term wife pleaser is now what they are being called.
Huh.
The shirts are so big back in fashion. So the idea is they're pleasing to the eye.
Yes.
Plus, it also almost rhymes with the other version, so it's easier for people to remember. No one seems to know where the term came from. Some sources say it was a guy who killed his wife in 47. It was photographed in one. Also, Marlon Brando wore one when he played the abusive husband in 1951's A Streetcar Named Desire. And it's not the first time someone's tried to come up with a new name. Other suggestions got traction. Wife lover, wife blesser, wife respecter. maybe tank top or undershirt works also, you know,
It was originally called the A-shirt.
Yes, it was called an A-shirt. Thank you. I could not remember that. Man, you're good. I could not remember that.
Well, I looked it up. I can't claim to know it.
But you were good enough and quick enough to look it up. I didn't even get that done. I'm really happy about this, but what bothers me too is, you just know the pushback that you get with these things. And I want people to pay attention. I'm sorry to cut you off there, Melissa, real quick.
No, go ahead.
I want people to pay attention to the people that push back on this. Because mm-hmm. they're showing you, again, what do I always tell you? You don't have to ask the hard questions. You don't have to ask hardball questions and things. People will hang themselves with their own answers. Just let them talk. Anybody pushing back on this or likes that term, you know, wife being all that, they're going to tell you right there where they stand on this issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because why champion that term?
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
Nor would it be okay if there was any other, you know, word before beater.
Yeah.
It's not okay to beat other people.
There's no way that this would have made it as far in society if it was a husband beater.
You know, no.
That wouldn't have lasted. That wouldn't have made it out of the room that it was set in. It says a great deal about where we are in society, how far we've come, but also why and how far we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. I like that. Wife pleaser. Yeah. I like that. Can I call it a wife pleaser if I'm not married? Can I?
Sure.
Well, it just might get me in trouble. Because if I'm not married and I'm calling it a wife pleaser, like, well, whose wife are you talking?
I see.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with appreciating the male form.
Yeah.
No matter your status.
This is what happens when I always try to find a way to funny the serious and wrap up. It just fails. Let's talk about this one. Talk about people's height.
Okay.
Some people, when asked for their age, might fib a little bit or knock off a year. Or what I love more than anything is asking young people what their age is. I'm five and a half, or I'm, you know,
yeah, five kind of and three quarters.
Yeah. I love
well,
that.
It's more normal to hear that when they're like 10.
Yeah.
Because then they start to want to be older.
And, you know, it gets a little harder with some other things. In a new poll, people were asked if they've ever lied about their height. And 79% of people haven't. And I almost guarantee at least 40% of those people are lying. At least. If you asked me, if they just surveyed me on this and they asked me how many people in my life I think have lied about their height, I would say at least 84 to 85%.
Is it a lie if you just get it wrong because you don't know for sure?
No,
or you can't remember?
No, not to me. No, that's just not knowing and not, you know, it's not a big deal to you and everything. 11% of people will exaggerate it by at least an inch. 6% say they usually claim they're an inch taller than they are. Another 3% add 2 inches, and another 2% try to pull off 3.
Wow.
4% of people say that they are shorter than they are. So there is some people out there.
That was me. That was me. I always wanted to be shorter than I was, than I am. And I'm actually, you know, a fairly average to short woman comparatively. Yeah.
It's,
I think I'm 5'6".
You might guess that those people that say that they are shorter are women tend to be, and taller women. Mm-hmm. But the demographic that's more likely to say that is younger men, actually, that they are shorter. I don't know
really?
I've ever heard of anything like that before. That is one of the weirder things I've heard, just because my whole life men have lied about how tall they are, and usually by an inch or at least an inch, but if not two.
It's kind of a silly thing to lie about, really.
Yeah.
And I can say that because I've done it.
You know, it's something that I've never quite understood because what, like, it's like to me lying on a dating app. Like, if things go the way you want them to, you're going to meet this person. They're going to find out you don't have blue eyes. You know, they're going to find
that you're not 5'10", you're actually 5'5".
Yeah.
That's quite the difference.
Yeah.
It's going to be able to easily be told.
Don't really feel like you're, this is, who do you think you're fooling here? Who do you, you know, where do you really want this to go?
Well, I think it says something about how in society we are so pressured to be the perfect height, the perfect weight, the perfect, you know, everything, where instead of being encouraged to accept ourselves for who we are. You know, I heard a great line the other day, or actually I read it because I was looking for, I was reading a Reddit thread about affirmation of ourselves as who we are. And one of the greatest things I've read is, you are a package for your personality. That's all you are. Accept your package and embrace your personality.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I really like
that. I don't remember where it came from. Sorry, author of whoever wrote that. It wasn't me.
Yeah, nicely
but
done,
I think
though,
that's a great thought.
That one, I felt that one. That really hit home. That's a good quote. I like that. I need to do a little more of that myself, actually, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think we all could, because we are who we are. We can't change. I mean, yes, can you get leg extensions?
Yeah,
yes, yeah. They have done it. They have chopped somebody's legs off halfway through the femur and added more. But oh my goodness, what a painful process to go through.
Yeah.
It just for what? A few more inches? Okay.
Yeah. You were made.
Love yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You were made the way you are. Ain't nothing in the universe like you. There's exactly. Nothing in the universe.
Nobody else
like
is
you.
Like you.
Yeah. Embrace that. That's a beautiful thing. That's a superpower right there. Yeah. Enjoy it. I would like to go back to something you touched on about lying about your height, because it hits home to me a little bit also, because my mom and her sisters did this a lot. My mom and her sisters all are a bit taller, especially for women, traditionally. And growing up, that was something that I heard a lot of stories from her and them about this, where guys wouldn't ask them to dance, or men sometimes were hesitant to go out with them and that kind of thing. It was part of the reason why my mom fell for my dad so quick, because my dad made quick eye contact with her and just seemed to really see her. And not like these kind of things.
Not just the height.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff. as a side note, she does say that she really loved volleyball. She was very good at volleyball. My Aunt Karen was great at basketball. My Aunt Karen was really good at basketball. Mm-hmm. So it does have some advantages. But
yes.
I do think that that's something, especially for men, that it's important and good for us to hear, because more empathy created, the better. Also, just I don't think a lot of guys understand that or know that. Being raised by my mom. God, don't let her have heard that. Oh, man. People, the guilt that the Jewish guilt that just fell on my shoulders. I seriously took a slump down. I felt it so much.
Oh my goodness. Did you just get shorter, James?
Yes,
you just got shorter.
I just went
one way to do it, I guess.
I just went from 6'1 to 6'1.5. I'm joking. Height is a weird one, though. It is a weird one. It is one of those things where you are what you are. Some of the lengths and things that people go to, from lifts in their shoes to the surgery you referenced, just boggles my mind. I also can't pretend that I know what it's like to be shorter, because my whole life I've been a scarecrow. I feel like I was born 6'1". So.
Well, but you know, there is also the your posture has a lot to do with it. When I was 19, I married a man who was actually about an inch shorter than I was. And I would slouch every time we were up, you know, standing together at something, because I didn't want him to feel bad about his height, because he kind of had I don't know if he actually had a complex about it, but I inferred that on him and was trying to be the subservient woman and not, you know, make him look shorter. But that wasn't good for me, obviously. And it wasn't until years later that I realized, hey, you know, posture matters. Stand up straight.
I've heard so many stories in my life from women similar to that, Melissa, of a woman doing something to try to make a man's ego feel better, to satisfy a man's ego.
It's such a societal thing in our country and in other countries of the world too.
Yeah, yeah. I just appreciate people for who they are. You know, it ain't that hard. I did
man, woman, short, tall.
Yes, yes. Animal or dog? Any dog? Because that I had no segue. I'm sorry. City of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking community input on naming its new dog park.
No, it got its name yesterday. Poop on Seth.
We're done, everybody. We're done collecting names. How hilarious would that be if that won, Melissa? How would you? Would any part of you feel a little bad? Would any part of you?
Nope. Not even a tiny bit.
You can drop those names off at wirapids.org/dogpark, or you could drop them off in person at Winter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Park and Rec Department, Southwood County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, Bow Wow Meow, or you can call up right here.
Yeah, we'll get it to the mayor.
Yep. We got from Beth, Play Pause Park. Al out of Nakusa gave us dogs, dogs, dogs. of course, Melissa just gave you one of hers, Poop Scoop. Well, I want to reference Poop Scoop and Run, because I like that one. I actually like
that
one.
Well, you know, because then it could have that, you know, PSR dog park.
Yeah, yeah.
The PSR dog park. And you'd have it in parentheses underneath on the sign, poop, scoop, and run.
I got a couple from listeners that we're gonna collect and bring to you next Monday. We'll have them for you on Monday. And as I see a call coming in right when we got to go to the ID, please feel free to call back right away when we come back after CBS News here on. Oh, you know, I like the way Melissa does this. Oh, wait a minute, Melissa's right there. What?
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.